you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
I went online to become a private detective. It was a private detective school online, and I paid online. I never heard from them again. I thought to myself, I either got ripped off, or this is my first case. This is a journalistic podcast, Shannon. We vaccinate our listeners with answers. And I'm going to keep lip-syncing the important questions until TikTok gives me a show. Shannon, how can the moon landing be real if the moon itself is fake?
It's not true, Mike.
Oh, isn't it true, Shannon? You're fake. You're a hologram.
1 in 5 New Yorkers are food insecure. What's your solution for that, Mike?
Fortune cookie. Because that's food and advice at the same time. Shannon, at least have the decency to backstab me, okay? You stab me in the front every time. Some fans can't watch the podcast because they're triggered by our sexuality. And message to those fans, we will leak a sex tape right into your mouth.
This is Mike Vecchione Investigates.
And you're not better than me. Welcome to another episode of Mike Vecchione Investigates, guys. Every time I watch that intro, I get goosebumps, all right? It's some powerful, powerful stuff in there. Shannon is behind protected glass, fresh off her birthday, and we're going to get to that in a second. But right now, we have a very special guest in the building. He used to be with this network, then he went rogue. He's done so many things, this guy. Started with him in Philadelphia. He's been in L.A. He's done stuff. He's been with Made Guys. He's been all over. And now he's back in New York, and he's got his feet on the ground again. He's got his roots back, and he's going 100 miles an hour, and we were lucky to get him on the show. Joe DeRosa, everybody. Give it up for Joe DeRosa. How are you, Joe?
Oh, Mike, to be back in these hallowed halls.
Yeah. So you had a podcast here.
I did.
And you're always moving and shaking, Joe. So much so that I lost track of you for a while. I didn't know what was going on. You were in L.A., and you came back here, and then it was like you were making moves, and then the quarantine happened. But we'll get to it, but you actually started a business during the quarantine.
I did.
And what was that? What is that business, Joe? I'm going to give you a plug early. This is an early plug.
I started a sandwich business called Joey Rose's.
Joey Rose's.
Yes.
Fresh mozzarella?
No fresh mozzarella, but nice cured meats and other fresh cheeses.
Cured meats.
Yeah, you know, your salams.
Because the quarantine was infecting people and making them sick, you had cured meats?
Yeah, exactly. The meats were sick. We vaccinated them, and now they're cured.
Shannon, there were plenty of opportunities for horns there, even though I'm not lobbying for them.
Well, you shouldn't, I don't think.
No, I don't think so either. I said let it organically unfold the way that it unfolds, and it was, let's get back to the sandwiches.
Yeah.
Joe, what's your favorite sandwich? At Joey Rose's.
That I sell or
that you enjoy eating.
We have a nice sandwich called an Eastie that I feel like a man like you would enjoy.
Okay.
Some prosciutto.
All right.
Some Genoa.
Oh.
Some Asiago.
Oh.
And some sweet peppadews.
Oh my God. How's the bread?
Like that. Wonderful. Home baked every morning.
Really? Is it home baked?
Yeah, every morning.
Unbelievable. And it's available Wednesday through Sunday?
Wednesday through Sunday. The pop-up is at the Stand Comedy Club in Union Square in New York City, 12 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Pop-up sandwich shop, Joey Rose's. And everybody was closing their businesses down. That's what I'm talking about. Joe goes against the grain and opens a fucking business.
Yeah.
He says, hey, fuck you. I'm going to open a business. What's up?
Yeah.
What's up?
I just started a new pandemic, just as this one's clearing up.
Really? What's this one about? What's this one? Is it two animals?
It was
a bat and a pangolin. Did you do like a horse and
I did a lot of stuff.
Baby calf?
I did a lot of stuff. I got to be honest, I don't know what I've let out into the world at this point. But, you know, I like to do my own thing. I march to the beat of my own drum.
But are you worried about that with your sandwiches, like the lunch meats mixing? Like a salami with a prosciutto could somehow, you know, it could be like the bat and the pangolin?
Only from a racist standpoint. But no, not from a...
You got your own little sandwich lab.
Yeah, no. You can mix all the sandwich meats you want.
Right.
And I'm all for intersex and interracial integration.
Inter-sandwich.
Romantically. Yeah. All of it.
Intermingling of cold cuts.
Intermingling of cold cuts.
Now, what do you think when the Jews are like, I can't have my dairy with my meats?
Right.
Right? Do you call them out? Do you call out that?
No. No, that's,
okay.
That's
free,
your choice.
They're free to do what they want?
You can have no... I had one person come in and say, I want the sandwich with no meat. I just want the cheese.
What the hell?
And I said, do you want extra cheese or something? And she goes, no. And I was like... All right, whatever you want.
Do you man the shop? Do you have people working for you?
I'm there sometimes, but, you know, the fine folks over at the stand, they have a great staff, and they're there manning the slicer and the counter most of the time.
Wow.
Excuse me.
Is that COVID, or you think people are coughing for attention now?
I think this is the thing I did that I have. I have the thing I created now.
Oh, okay. It's a lunch meat created pandemic.
It's not lunch meat.
It's meats and cheeses?
It's meats and cheeses, but not lunch meats or cheeses in the traditional sense.
Do you have any wraps?
I want to leave it at that. I don't want it to lead back. I want Fauci to keep guessing about where it came from.
Is Fauci a fake Italian?
Fauci, not
Does
a fake Italian, possibly a fake doctor.
He might be a fake doctor.
He might be. We're not sure yet. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's an investigation.
I do think he's a real... He seems too sad to make his own sauce to me.
Yeah.
Well,
he seems like an authentic guy. He seems like a Geppetto type, like a guy who got betrayed by a wooden puppet who thought it was his son. Thank you.
So do you think the Wuhan virus coronavirus is a metaphor for Pinocchio?
It's a metaphor. I stopped you. I almost ran over half the joke. It was almost a hit and run, Shannon. Right. And there's no horn for that. Shannon, let's go right now because we're going to come back to Joey Rose's because I haven't had a sandwich and you're a dear friend and I need to go get one.
Yeah.
And I'll pay full price for it.
Okay.
I don't want a coupon or any kind of a deal. Have I known you for years?
I wouldn't give you one.
I don't want one.
Wouldn't even cross
my mind. I don't
want
one. I want to contribute.
Okay,
I want to contribute.
Good, good.
Shannon, your birthday. Shannon came to Gotham. I was on the early show.
Uh-huh. Happy birthday, Shannon.
Thank you.
How old this year?
100.
Oh, stop it.
39.
Still young.
Still young.
Still young enough to be an Octomom. Okay. It's one of the stories that we have. We have a full podcast show, and I'm really desperate to get your full expertise. That's why it's great to have you on.
Thank you. You're so fast.
You're so such good with the commentary. Last time we were on, you told that story about you and Paulie getting a slice of pizza, and I watched it. I'm seriously, it was one of those clips I couldn't stop watching because I just kept laughing over. I was gut laughing. And it's very rare with somebody telling an organic story because, you know, podcasting is all like, oh, we tell these stories that we think are amazing. But
right.
When you look at them and you look at them, they're okay. It's just like a guy telling a regular story. But that story I had to play over and over again.
It was,
it's almost a meme at this point. It's hilarious. It's a meme for irresponsibility and drunkenness. But it was really, really fucking funny.
A special night. Thank you. It was a special night. And I don't know that I've ever seen such disgust on a man's face.
Okay, so for those of you who maybe didn't catch that episode, it was like Joe and Paul were going to Paul from the stand. We're going to buy pizza down the street from the old stand. It was like right next door. They're both drunk. It's a drunk story. So they go to buy the pizza, and Paul has to leave and goes back and goes, "Just get me a slice." And Joe's drunk, and he just starts. He forgets to get him a slice, and just starts lying about it, which is the theme of the story. It was just hilarious. Is that what you do when you're drunk, Joe? Do you lie when you're drunk?
I try not to. I try to keep it on the up.
When one starts rolling, does it just roll into another and then into another into another?
Listen, Woody, you're not going to Me Too me in this room.
Joe, this is a friendship podcast. I wouldn't do that to you at all. But I'm just saying,
honestly,
when the lies start rolling, I find that to be, you know, they say if you do one thing healthy, that its cousins start to fall. You start doing another thing healthy, another thing. The same has to be true with lies and deceitful things.
I think pathological or chronic liars, that's definitely the science behind it.
Pathological, please explain it to our fans. Our fans are not bright. They're not too smart. So if you could explain it to Shannon, do we have this camera on Joe?
This one, that's my camera.
That's a camera on Joe to explain pathological. It's a big word for our fans.
It means you believe it's real, but it's not real.
Oh, okay.
I think, right?
Is that pathological?
It's a compulsive amount of lying, but the liar himself believes that the lie
is real.
It's
true to him. It's his own truth.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think it comes out of bullshitting yourself for so long that eventually you start to believe your own.
Wow.
I think. I mean, it's clearly a mental illness.
Well, are you telling a lie right now and we don't know it because you believe it to be the truth?
I don't know. I mean, I don't even know if you're really here right now.
Ah, man.
I might have made you up in my head.
This probably could be. But the wait to get into this studio was real. So you know that because that actually was annoying you.
Well, it all worked out for the best. We're in the closet studio.
We're in the small studio. In the closet is a gay term, Joe, and I don't think that either of us are in the closet, but I mean, we might be.
No.
Studio-wise, we are.
We are.
We are in the closet.
We
and
are.
This is what they do to podcasts that are kind of on the run, on the fence, might get let go, you know, and that's why I feel like our backs have been against the wall for a while, Shannon.
Are you guys on your way out here?
I hope not. I hope not, because we're really pushing, and we're pushing the fans, and it probably doesn't help that I tell the fans the truth about their intelligence, and I coach them up a little bit, and sometimes I'll yell at them, and that's probably not good for business, but it is what it is. And if it gets me in the small studio, it gets me in the small studio. I'm a truth teller. Shannon?
That's fine.
It's not your fault at all that we're in the small studio today. It was some people going over time in other studios, and I didn't want to keep you guys waiting longer.
Shannon, it's amazing on your part. And that, you know, of course they start with a, Joe, have you ever been disrespected where it's like, oh, it's a scheduling error. It's a scheduling error.
Only but here at Gas Digital.
But it's really when somebody like, it's like somebody throws a shoulder into you and they go, oh, it was an accident. It's like, you didn't really throw your shoulder into me?
Right.
You're being pathological.
Yeah, there you go. See?
You're being pathological
now. See? Go ahead. Sorry.
Joe Fresh Sandwiches, which is Shannon, your birthday. I wanted to move on. I want to jump around. Shannon, now you came to Gotham Comedy Club for the 6 p.m. show, and I went on first, and you came with a gaggle of girlfriends, hotties, really hot ones, some married, some single.
I bet it was a hot bunch.
Yeah, it was a hot bunch. They all travel in packs. Yeah.
I bet so.
And Shannon went out with her hot girlfriends, and she originally had the 8 o'clock show, but I couldn't get her in there because it was sold out. And then I got her into the 6 o'clock show. And Shannon, what was your experience like? Talk to me about it.
I loved it. When I walked up and I told them that that you had put me down, and they're like, oh, yes, absolutely. Shannon, come right this way. They treated us very well, sat us down right away.
Right.
The show was great. You did great. I think the crowd was a little weird.
Yeah, the crowd was being very weird with me. Joe, you ever have that where it's like the crowd is like, especially they're a little stiff at first. I was the first comic up, and I go into my I refuse not to do new material anymore. I won't do that. I'm like, I dig my heels in, and I'm like, look, I'll do some old jokes to kind of work you in and prove that I'm funny because I know you don't know me.
Right.
And I'll work you in, but then it's like I have to try new material because I have to get better.
Right.
You're not brand new, but like stuff that I have a theory that I need to work out.
Yeah,
so
no,
I
hear
work
you.
Into it.
I hear you.
And they were giving me a little bit of the Heisman. They were giving me the stiff arm, and I kept coaxing them and trying to cajole them, which is also a great word for our listeners. And let's give them 5 seconds to look it up.
I always thought cajole was a pasta of some kind. there you go.
That's a fist bump,
there
Joe. That's a fist bump and a horn.
I think, look, that's more the exception for me. I mean, that's more the rule for me than the exception.
Right.
Is an awkward audience. You've seen it happen plenty of times.
I've seen it happen, but I also seen you work them in. You just keep working them in. Come on.
Better,
talk to them.
I've gotten better since coming back after the pandemic.
Joe's break from comedy.
I'm not back fully. I stated many times during the pandemic that I was taking an indefinite break, and I didn't really have much desire to go on stage anymore, which is still
true. Were you trying to social distance yourself from your career?
Possibly, yeah.
Right.
I mean, because it's been a sick
Well,
career.
No, you get tired once in a while.
Ailing. It's an ailing career.
It needs to get vaccinated and medical treatment, maybe in one of those homes that Cuomo would send it to. So you said, okay, this is enough of this. I don't feel like going on stage right now. So you took a break.
I didn't understand the outdoor shows. I didn't understand the car parking shows where they honk horns. Right. I just didn't understand any of that stuff. And, you know,
did you tap the brakes? When you found out about the car shows?
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, I have to punch it up.
Jesus, God.
Joe, go ahead.
Mike, I like to say it was time for an oil change.
Okay, all right. Joe, now you're in the spirit.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I just didn't get it. I did one or two outdoor shows. I found them to be not fun experiences. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to do it. I was, and that was enough. I was just like, you know, I don't think I want to do it. And also, too, the PC versus whatever shit really hit the fan during the pandemic. So it was that in combination with these outdoor shows, in combination with being a year from this ending,
right,
you know, and having no idea like what was going to happen.
Right.
And then also just saying like, I'm not going on the road. I'm not, you know, I don't know what's safe. I don't know what's not. It was a lot of factors. But I will say, like, when the veil lifted and things started to get back to normal over the last few weeks, I did start going on stage again, but only in New York. I still don't want to go on the road, really. I don't want to live like that anymore. That's just a personal decision for myself. I'm not saying I'll never tour ever again, but I don't want to tour anymore as part of my regular life.
I understand
that. I kind of got to a point where it was
I understand
too much
that. So in the absence of that, like, do you have a larger goal? Like, I know you were a big, like, movie guy, like I'm gonna be a director, or I wanna transition into that.
Yeah,
some kind of a director, or like I know it's like easy to say that. It's hard to actually get traction in that field.
I was very lucky.
Was that the goal? I mean, you're a capable guy, and a lot of people know you, and you have a good reputation. So it's like, is that what you wanted to do? Then is that what the future looked like?
I was very lucky during the pandemic that when every door in my life shut. Which every one of them did. There was cut off completely of all opportunity, which happened for most people. I know I'm not saying boo-hoo. I'm just saying that definitely I was one of those people. I was very fortunate on the back end of that, that when I started a couple new things, the ball started rolling.
Right.
So, you know, a script that I wrote started to get some traction. People started to attach themselves to it. It's moving in the right direction, blah, 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 blah. Started a podcast network or YouTube channel with Chris DiStefano and Sal Volcano, and that has, you know, thanks to the fans, has been great. And, you know, it started Joey Rose's, now trying to expand that. These things that I started in that time are growing perpetually, which is really nice, and I'm very lucky for that. So it allowed me, when I came out of this, to go, okay, I can do stand-up, and I want to do it, but I want to do it on my own terms for a while, because for 21 years, I've been at the mercy. The gun's been pointed at me.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's you know what it's like. It's, you know, constant. I took so many gigs I didn't want to do because I needed money.
Right.
And it was affecting my, after a while, it was affecting my creativity, and it was affecting what I thought was really my effectiveness, because you start to do, not everybody, but for me personally, I started to do things that I didn't necessarily want to do on stage, but I know that they work.
Start molding your act to what the audience wants, and that's not, I mean, there's a fine line there where it's like you have to adjust what you're doing and you have to craft it to bring them in instead of molding an act for what they want. For what
the anxiety, the anxiety of something not working had become too great, because I was so at the mercy financially of it.
Right.
I couldn't afford to lose a dime, I'm certainly not rolling in it now, but I'm at least in a position where I can do it the way I want to do it. You know, now when I go on, and I've only been on not a ton, but now when I go on, if a joke doesn't work, I'm able to go, all right, it didn't work, and I'm able to have fun with it and roll with it and keep and figure out how to maybe make it better. Whereas before, it was like when I had a mediocre set, dude, I wanted to jump off of a
I get that,
a roof.
Right.
And it's like, I just was like, this isn't healthy. I shouldn't feel like this.
Is that why you stayed away from rooftop shows? Because of And let me message the fan. Let me just elaborate on what Joe's saying. There's a lot of audience members out there, so I'm going to look at the camera. You will not dictate what we do on stage. I'm the artist, and if you want to come there and enjoy it, that's fine. And I will craft my act, and I will try to bring you in. But you're not going to dictate to me. So make sure that you're coming to the show with an open mind, and I'm going to lead you through the comedic experience. You don't lead me through the comedic experience, okay? That's not the way it works. Joe makes a great point, and I'm elaborating on it, and I'm breaking it down for the fans so that you guys know.
Yeah.
Okay, Joe, is there anything you want to say to them directly? Because, I mean, this is a podcast where we have a conversation, but we also take time, and you can talk to the fans any kind of way. My fans have thick skin, so go ahead and let them have it if you need to.
All I would say is I would like Mike to do this with me all the time. Anything I say, I would like him to rephrase it in your own tone and voice, and honestly, much more sternly and effectively than the way I did. I like it.
I have to translate it to the fans.
I like it.
Yeah.
This is a compliment.
Some of our fans are not that sharp, and they need it broken down for them, and they need to get coached up.
This is a compliment, right? I'm giving you.
Right, because this is an organic conversation, which is what podcasting is, and it's also podcasting is also reactions to stuff. I've learned that online. But it's also, we have to break things down for our lower IQ fans, and because they get to play also, and they want to be a part of it. So I'm just letting you know, right, when you come to a comedy show, you don't dictate it. You sit there and you have two choices. You either laugh or you don't laugh. And I'll try to work you into my world, but I'm not going to do shit jokes.
That's right.
So that you can get off.
And it's a magical world that you weave.
Yeah, it is a world.
And they
it's
should
an
wanna,
world that we create.
They should want to come into your world.
You should, and you should want to come into our world. Joe makes a great point.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I want to take 1 second to talk about one of our fantastic sponsors, Blue Chew. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Say it with us, Blue Chew. Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger and longer-lasting erections. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve harder, stronger erections to combat all forms of erectile dysfunction. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. And it ships right to your door in discreet packaging. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com. Consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part? It's all done online. Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. Don't like swallowing pills? No problems here. Blue Chew's Sildenafil and Tadalafil tablets are chewable. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA, and they prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it comes time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And here's a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code Mike, M-I-K-E, at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code Mike, M-I-K-E, to receive your first month free. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring Mike Vecchione Investigates. All right, guys, let's get back into it. Yeah. Now, Joe, with Sal's podcast, it's mostly about food. Is it mostly about food, Sal's podcast?
Sal's podcast.
Now, do you put yourself under the microscope there with the sandwiches? Do you sometimes make fun of your own sandwiches? And does that hurt your own business? Is your artistic side attack your business and commerce side at sometimes? And do you take yourself down? Are you canceling yourself?
I'm canceling myself. No, we have not. We only talked about my we tried the sandwiches once on the show. Sal did for the first time, and he loved them. It was very nice. Mm-hmm. And then, but no, we just debate food every week. It's something versus something else.
Okay.
Every week. So this week was ribs versus fried chicken.
Mm.
Last week was lobster roll versus crab cake.
Mm.
These are our summer specials.
Right.
We did Raisinets versus snow caps. We did Snickers versus Kit Kat.
Right.
You know, stuff like that.
Does it get heated?
Have you thrown
anything at Sal? Have you ever thrown anything at
Sal? I've never thrown anything at him, but like...
He has such a face where it's such a throwable face.
It is a throwable face. I'd like to throw him by the face.
Yeah. Oh, you throw him by the face. But I'm just saying that if you threw something at him, a lot of stuff would probably get caught in his beard.
Yeah, he trimmed it up though now.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, it's a shame because I like my odds with throwing something at him when that beard was a little longer. Mm. But now, what can you do? But yeah, no, it's heated, man. It's heated. People sometimes are like, are you guys serious? And it's like, we really are very passionate
about
the
food. Is it the vegan people who get the most upset by it, Shannon?
I don't know that we have many vegan listeners.
Probably not. Probably they're probably knitting some kind of a hemp quilt or something for the virus.
How dare you?
Are you vegan, Shannon?
Yeah, unfortunately.
And I have had one of your sandwiches, Joe. The peanut butter and jelly one.
Oh.
I don't know that necessarily is vegan. In my mind, it is, and it was great.
Thank you. It is. No, that's... Yeah, that's
Joey
vegan.
Puts together a PB&J?
Yeah, with potato chips.
What's it called? Latchkey Special?
It's called the Fat Kid.
It's the Fat Kid.
Yes.
PB&J.
PB&J, baby.
Okay, well, try all of Joe DeRosa's sandwiches at Joey Rose's at the stand.
Yeah.
Located at the Stand Comedy Club. Now, Shannon, let's keep with your birthday because we're finding themes within your birthday. You came, you saw me, and you saw my new material, Shannon. Did it blow you away?
It blew me away.
Okay, good.
It was her, and my friends. My friend almost spit her drink out at one point.
Right.
They loved you. It was great.
It's weird for your that your friends spit. I imagine that you surround yourself with women that swallow. Shannon. But, Yeah, this is hard work.
Why did you scrunch your face up?
Because it's not sandwiches. It's hard work to get the wording down on that.
You
killed it.
You landed it. I don't know why you're...
But there was a lot of pressure. We don't edit this, Joe.
I understand.
You take a swing at me, and I bleed on the floor over because we're worrying about hot pockets versus lean pockets.
Yeah.
Then I bleed out, and
the
fans watch
it. We never edited our show. Corinne and I never edited our show when we were
that
here.
Was political. And that was political.
No, we never edited.
It was political.
Yeah, everything was... No, that's how we did it. It was always unedited.
And you were like, we should have guns in the studio. And she said, live abortions on the air. And you guys would go at it.
And we would go at it.
Right.
You know, we should open a voting booth.
And if you don't order...
In the bathroom.
If you don't open a voter booth in the bathroom, it's voter suppression?
Yeah, exactly. These kinds of debates.
Right.
This kind of stuff.
Okay. But so then you took your debate skills, and you're very good at debate. I got to say, man, I've known you very articulate and very good at debating.
Thank
you.
So
you took your skills from that comedically, and you took it... But also, you're very good at serious arguing. I think you're a smart guy.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Thank
so you took your skill set from that, from arguing political topics, which you can do, which you're very capable of doing.
Sure.
And that's not a joke for you fans out there going, oh, yeah, it's actually not a joke. Actually, Joe is very articulate, and he's very smart in arguing these issues. And some of us, we're not all clowns. We have different talents. I'm a joke guy. Joe is a very smart guy who gets into the issues. Dave Smith is a friend of ours, and he blows my mind politically. Yeah. Lewis is more of an entrepreneur. You know, it's like everybody's got
different flavors.
Different flavors.
Mm-hmm.
So for those of you at home going, you're all clowns, it's like, shut the fuck up.
Right. I agree. I agree. I didn't want to talk about the news anymore every week.
Okay, because it's depressing.
Yeah, and Corinne understood. I can't do this every week anymore.
Right.
Like when it's an obligatory part of your life, it starts to it started to wear on me, and I look at the news far less now, and I'm a much calmer and happier person.
Right. How about social media? Because I've expunged myself. I'm doing one thing at a time. Shannon knows this about me, that I've been trying to like cleanse myself of social media. We all have to be on it. We all have to promote our products and our what we're doing, services.
And where else are you gonna put your dick pics?
Right. And it's important. But I've limited myself to doing it in the morning like a business and then getting off of it.
I'm on social media a lot because I'm what's called a fuckboy.
Are you?
So that's where the fuckboys go.
Right, right, right.
So I got to go on.
Right. And what kind of things do you post as like a thirst trap type situation? I did a thing on thirst traps, and I want to know what your...
I'll comment on a woman's post. It'll be like a woman feeding the poor. And I'll say, well, you know, what about that ass, though? Stuff like that. You know what I mean?
It's hot.
You know,
Does that get her attention?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Yeah. Not always in the way you want, but yeah.
But women like that a little bit. They like that controversy, and then they're like, oh, I'm going to take issue with this. And then it's like, moist.
Yeah, yeah. She'll say, you're a mystery.
Right.
She'll say, you're an asshole. In my head, it's I think that means mystery.
Rusty Ward had a joke a long time ago when we were working in the Philadelphia area where it's like, women love mystery. And so I was dating this girl, and then I killed her sister. That's a great one. I thought that was a great... I didn't do it justice. I butchered it. But
Mattel had the joke too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when she's in the women love surprise or whatever.
Oh,
next time she's in the bathroom, take a dump on the floor.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah. Both very funny takes.
Both very funny, and that's our roots. I refer to our roots there in the Philadelphia area. Yeah, ever go back? Parents still live in that area, and I don't want to say what area because I don't want any of the psychos going over to Rose's residence.
My parents are still in the area. All my family is. I go back for visits quite often.
Who is the king of Prussia? What does that mean?
Any of that phrase means at all.
Right.
I've never known. You'd think in 43 years I would have Googled it by now. You know, all I know is he has a mall, and I like to go to his mall.
He's the king of the mall.
Yeah. But I haven't been back there for a show in a while.
Right.
So, you know, hopefully soon. I don't know. We'll see. That would count as the road, though. That's not really the road, though. You know, you're going down to Philly.
Now you pick your spots. If there's a good show, it's like you never know if it's going to be good or not. But yeah, you have to, you know, roll the dice sometimes.
I miss, that's one of the clubs I miss. I miss doing the Punchline in Philly.
Right.
There's spots that I really miss that yeah, I want to go back to. But anyway.
There's no reason not to do them. The mask mandate just happened. And, well.
Wait, what happened in Philly?
The mask. No, the mask thing just dropped today. This is breaking news.
In Philly or New York?
People look to us for the news. All over the, in New York, the Governor Cuomo just dropped the mask, except for subways, hospitals, every place else, I think they dropped the masks.
No shit.
Yeah, subways and hospitals, you still have to wear them. Shannon, am I missing one thing? I feel like subways, hospitals, and there was one other place.
Private businesses can carry on how they'd like, but Cuomo said that New York is over the pandemic as of today.
Did he say it while he was fondling an intern?
Oh, the place, okay, because I remember the place you left out. It was hospital, subways, and hovering over the deathbed of the elderly.
Joe, an added treat. That's a little bit of, what do you put on the sandwiches? Mustard? Little mustard on the sandwiches.
No, some of them have mayo. Some of them have oil.
All right, well, Shannon's been, Shannon, let's finish your birthday because this is how the podcast can go long. How many minutes in are we, Shannon?
28 minutes.
All right, fuck. This went really fast.
Yeah.
And you know, I have a lot prepared for Joe. And it's crazy. I knew we were going to get into this kind of a bind. So, Shannon, the show was
It's always
great.
A bind with Shannon. It's really always a problem.
No, it's a bind with us, Joe, because we have a lot to talk about, and the fans are lapping it up. They're lapping it. And by lapping, I mean licking.
Let's go to the chat. Let's go to the live chat. Let's see that live chat. No?
All right. No, we can't go to the live chat because we have so much more to get to get to. So, Shannon, we're at your birthday. The show is over. Everybody kills on the show. Other great comics on the show. Harris Stanton was on the show. We started with Harris. We've known Harris like 20 years now.
A long time.
The Boston Comedy Club.
Yeah.
Pat Brown was also on the show. She's fucking hilarious.
She's
really
great.
Fucking funny.
Yeah, Pat's great.
And then Nathan McIntosh closed the show.
He's a killer.
He's a killer, and he's one of these young. And I guess he's not so young anymore, but he seems to be an emerging talent for years.
I was just on Shane Gillis's podcast, and I talked about Nathan because we were at the Cellar the other night, and we were done. And he said, "What are you going to do?" And I said, "I might go to the Stand. I might hang out here." And he goes, "Well, if you want to hang out here, let's go sit outside at the Cellar. It'll be fun." And I said, "Okay, let's get a drink." And he said, "I'll have tea." And then I said, "I'll see you later, Ben."
You don't respond well to sobriety.
I don't
like it.
I don't
you want
like
somebody
it.
To get in the gutter with you.
I don't care for it. Have a drink with me.
Yeah. Have drinking and then some thirst trapping. Get a woman.
I'm not against thirst trapping.
Right.
Never have been.
Get a woman. Get a woman involved.
Yeah.
Right? Start talking to a lady. Couple drinks. Talk to a lady.
Uh-huh.
Bring her back to the
I'm with you.
Shanty.
Go ahead.
All right.
Here we go. There
Close
you have
come
it.
Off.
Do it.
Clothes come off.
Do it.
Shannon, speaking of clothes come off, Shannon, any action for you on your birthday? Shannon had the SDR show. SDR show, we all came in, Jay, me, and a bunch of other, Ralph, obviously, on the show, and they had a stripper for Shannon.
I saw the pictures.
He was a big, cool drink of water, and I had fucking solid abs, and Shannon grabbed his hog, which is part of the stripping experience. It's not that she wanted to. We all kind of, like, insisted that she did.
Right.
And which is also consent. She consented to it.
I didn't.
Just letting you know, everybody know.
What did you, are you dating Shannon?
No, I am so single. I haven't had sex in 3 years and 3 months.
Three years and three months.
Yeah.
No, it's not been that long. No, last time I did your podcast, you were talking about how you had sex.
So it's been over 2 years since you've done my podcast. It just came up in my memories the other
day. Yeah.
And at that point, it had been a year.
Right.
Oh, boy. Wow, really?
Shannon, because you have a podcast about ghosts and dating, is it possible for you to be dating a ghost?
I'm open to it. That wouldn't be too bad.
Right.
I'm open to it.
As long as he's not like from the 1800s because he might be racist. Would you date a racist statue? All right, Shannon, you left Gotham with your friends.
Yeah.
You said you texted me and you said, "Come up and say goodbye if it's not too much trouble. I don't want to bother you."
Yeah.
I'm like, Shannon, you're never a bother. I came up. I threw my arms around you. I disrespected all COVID safety.
You did.
Took my mask down, gave you a hug and a kiss, and then I sent you off into the world. Now, where did you go from there?
So this isn't going to be very exciting. We went to, I never drag my friends to vegan places because I try not to be that person. But since it was my birthday, we all went to a vegan pasta bar called Sistina. Hold on, it's going to be loud for a minute because Lewis is coming through. And so we went there. And then after that, because it was an entire meal of pasta, we didn't do anything afterwards. And I told Mike, if we do something else afterwards, I'll let you know. But nothing happened because we're old. Sorry.
You let me know from your home.
This is it's nice how the whole Gas Network comes together and really shows support of the other shows happening.
I apologize.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's, I guess we're unleaded today. to gas.
I get it.
You're not looking for the joke.
This is
anyway,
diesel.
That's a great one, Joe.
Thank
you. That's a nice add-on.
I try.
So, Shannon, you went home and you texted me from home. You said, I'm lame. It's 10:45 and you went to bed. And that was the end of your birthday.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, until next year.
Yeah, but I mean, we did, we hung out during the SDR show and then I worked at the bar on Friday night. So like I kind of like drank and hung out with my friends at the bar also. So it's plenty of celebrating.
Joe, do you find it annoying, not Shannon, but do you find it annoying that some women do a whole birthday month and they'll be talking to you and they'll start to get upset and they'll go, it's my birthday month. Don't upset me during my birthday month.
Yeah, a birthday month is annoying. A birthday month's annoying. Now, I'll tell you what I'm not against, a birthday quarter.
A birthday quarter?
Full 3 months. Dan, I'm with you. I'm with you on that. But not just a month.
But people don't even know what a quarter is. It's my birthday 3 month. It's my birthday...
Quarter.
It's my birthday quarter.
Quarterly.
You've heard women say that?
No, I'm joking, Mike.
Okay, I'm sorry. Birthday quarter.
Jesus.
It's my birthday half year.
No, I was just trying to do an absurdity thing.
Okay. All right, Joe. We take chances on this podcast.
Yeah.
We take
a lot of chances. This is one of those new jokes that doesn't work.
We roll the dice. And listen to me.
Tell me one of your...
For those of you fans out there who are like, oh, you guys, we're going to take chances. If you want to save podcast, don't listen to us, okay? Because we're gonna roll the dice and we're going to take chances.
Tell me one of your new jokes that didn't work the other night at Gotham.
It wasn't so much a... It didn't work. They weren't, where you have those jokes where it's like they're not hitting at the level that you want them to hit. I'll tell you a joke that I've almost given up on.
Okay.
I go up and I'll go, hey guys, pandemic's almost over. What do we do now? And then I'll wait a little bit and I'll go, you want to do a quilt? Should we do a quilt? And it's like the AIDS people really got a raw deal because they did a quilt before it was cured. So it's like, if I had AIDS, I'd be like, hey, what are you guys doing? Are you curing it? Like, well, no, we're doing a quilt. It's like, well, could you fucking cure it first?
Right.
And stop sucking ourselves off by doing a quilt? Let's celebrate after it's cured.
Right.
You know, and...
is that the whole bit?
Yeah. It needs something, but there's a quilt joke
It's a funny idea, but I get it. I get why that sounds funny.
Right.
Seems funny, but then doesn't work. It does. It needs a little... There's something missing. There's a spice in there missing.
There's
I don't know what it is. But on paper, quilting is funny.
Quilting because of a disease is funny.
But on paper, that would make sense to me.
Yes.
Like if somebody said to me, "You got to write stand up for a movie script,"
right?
That's like the kind of joke you'd write, and you'd go, "Yeah, that's a joke."
Right.
And then you're surprised when it doesn't work.
But you're right. It needs like one more thing to it. It needs like another twist or another angle or something.
Sometimes
like that.
You get stuck in a and it just doesn't. You know?
Yeah.
I have jokes like that where it just doesn't, no matter what you do, you can't push it over the... You know, I had a joke about how sexism and racism weren't the same. I'm thinking about bringing this back because I believe in it, but it never fucking worked. Where I said racism and sexism are equally bad, but racism is always worse. People argue that and say they're the same thing, and I can prove that they're not because nobody ever... There was no chivalry in racism.
Oh, that's really fun.
That's
I
what
like
it is.
That angle, yeah.
Sexism still had chivalry.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And that in and of itself is sexist.
Right.
But racism never had chivalry. Nobody ever squirted a guy with a fire hose and then put his jacket over the puddle he made.
I'll tell you why that doesn't
never
work.
Never works.
Can I tell you why that doesn't work, though? Right. Because as soon as you say sexism and racism, everybody gets tense.
Well, and
everybody gets tense.
I pepper in a few N-bombs, which doesn't help.
He's joking.
It's a joke. Don't cancel me.
Don't cancel Joe. And don't cancel his sandwiches. You might like them. Go down to Joey Rose's.
What are you, Joey Rose's?
All right, I got it on the third time. Joey Rose's and try one of his delicious sandwiches.
Now, I see now Lewis's podcast is happening in there. What do you say we go stand in the doorway and talk loudly?
the Gas Digital family.
Huh?
Against it. I think that's a great idea.
I think it is a good idea.
I don't know. Then we'll have a Puerto Rican rattlesnake on our hands.
I don't know. He's back from some sort of training mission in L.A. or something.
I don't know. He's doing a different business than what we're doing, I think. Or I'm doing. I don't know. I think everybody's on a different business.
I know.
Model.
I saw Bobby Hutchinson is no longer here. He was replaced with Kratom.
Oh, my God. It just took a while to heat up. But we are here, and you got some good information, and now the jokes are flowing. It's a river. And I'm going to put a stop to it right now with some plugs, Shannon. Let's go to plugs.
I'm going to get some water while you plug. Okay.
Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers only. Always be closing. Always be closing.
I'm gonna have Heidi lick some caviar off my balls in the meantime.
This guy is a wrecking machine. And he's hungry.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us on Mike Vecchione Investigates. Please continue to follow us. Continue to listen. Please subscribe. Give us 5-star ratings and reviews on iTunes. And thank you for, I stepped in momentarily on the YouTube premiere, which I usually say for the entire thing, but I stepped in, and I appreciate you guys being on the YouTube premiere, and shout out to everybody there. Please continue to listen. My social media, as you know, at Comic Mike V on all social media platforms, comicmikev.com for all the platforms, whichever one that you're on. I'm mostly on Instagram and Twitter, at Comic Mike V. Please continue to follow me and support Mike Vecchione Investigates. For my dates, MikeVecchione.com. I have some road dates coming up, MikeVecchione.com for all of my road dates. Joe, what do you got?
Huh?
do you have anything you want to plug? Joey Rose's?
What am I plugging? My podcast, Taste Buds. Sal Volcano and I debate food, available on the No Presh Network channel on YouTube. Also, my podcast, We'll See You in Hell, where Pat Walsh and I review movies. Mm. That's available. Back episodes are available wherever you get your audio. And new episodes are available on patreon.com/WSYIH podcast. Also, Taste Buds Audio is available everywhere that you get your stuff.
All right. Shannon.
You can listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. And if you go back to the archives, you can hear Joe's stories on the show also. So check that out. Follow me on Instagram and TikTok at ShannonLee6982. And wherever you listen to Mike Vecchione Investigates, you can also watch it. Sorry, I'm trying to tune out the background noise. You can also watch it live for free every single Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern at gasdigitalnetwork.com/live. That's absolutely for free. But if you use promo code MVI, you'll get a 1-week free trial plus access to all the other amazing shows on the network. Wherever you listen, make sure to rate and review. Go to podcastmerch.com for t-shirts, hoodies, and mugs. And if you have questions or an idea of something for Mike to investigate, send it to MikeVecchioneInvestigates@gmail.com.
I just made a decision, Shannon, and we probably should have talked about it off air, but I think since Bobby last week did a great investigation of suits, he did suits and everything, I think that we should put it out there to the fans that if they can investigate something and they can send it in, where can they send it in? And if we use it on air, we'll give them a huge shout out and maybe we'll think of some stuff to give them.
But
the fans, I mean, I'm a sucker for doing all the work. You know what I mean? Like, Joe has people working for him at a sandwich shop and in the business, and I want people working for me. So it gives the fans an opportunity to get their work put on air. We will put it on air. Mm-hmm. And if you find something to investigate and we approve it and put it on, we will give you a shout out right now at the very least. And maybe some gifts if we could think of stuff. But right now, if you have something, if you're listening right now and you have something to investigate that you want to investigate and you want to put it on video, Shannon, where can they send it? And if we use it, we will definitely at the very least give you a shout out as part of the podcast. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can send it to MikeVecchioneInvestigates@gmail.com. And I would say try to keep it to 3 minutes or under if possible, just to be fair. But send the videos there and whatever information you want us to use to whatever you want to plug, what name you want us to call you. And that's it.
Okay, so we hit that at the end of the podcast. MikeVecchioneInvestigates.com. Is that what it is, Shannon? At Gmail.
Yes.
MikeVecchioneInvestigates@gmail.com. If you are investigating something, keep it under 3 minutes. Make sure it's coherent and we can see it, because it's a video podcast also, and we can hear it, and send it to Shannon. If we approve it, we'll definitely give you a shout out, and then you'll be one of the investigators here on Mike Vecchione Investigates.
Also, I'll put that information in the show notes in the description, so they can see how they can submit that there.
Shannon's going to put the information in the show notes to see how that you guys can submit it. So also, this information that we're giving you will also be written down in the show notes. So if you're, and there's plenty of loyal listeners on the YouTube premiere, if you have some gumption and you have some balls and you have some guts and there's some things that don't seem right and you need to investigate it in under 3 minutes, go ahead and do it. Send it to Shannon and then we will put it on air.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's all for plugs. It's great. Shannon, we've got some stuff to get to, Joe. I have a heavily prepared podcast. We got off on a tangent, and now we are going to junk email.
Junk email.
Junk email. I go through my junk emails, Joe, because one man's trash is another man's treasure, and sometimes there's very valuable emails in here. I got one today. It's from... it just said, from the Unoffices 2021 William. That's the email. Attention beneficiary is the subject line. And here's the email. I'm a diplomat, Mr. Frank William. I've just arrived in Los Angeles International Airport with your valued consignment box of $15 million US 45 minutes ago. Please confirm. And it's asking me for my full name, my residential address, direct telephone number, valid identification, my nearest airport, and my occupation. You are required to send it for me so that I can proceed to your home right now with your cash consignment box immediately. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for your prompt reply. This is my office address, and his salutation is, remained blessed, Diplomat Frank William. Your thoughts, Joe?
I think it's real.
Yeah.
I don't know why that went to spam.
That's a consignment box of cash.
Yeah.
Which I haven't really... It's $15 million, $15 million U.S. dollars, and he just got in 45 minutes ago.
I mean, and why are you still sitting here doing a podcast when you could be becoming a millionaire?
This podcast is important.
I know.
And I make some money from this podcast, too. Don't get me wrong, fans.
But you could go be a millionaire and then just come do the podcast later.
Right. What do you do with $15 million, Joe DeRosa? $15 million. Some Mr. Frank William flies into Los Angeles with a consignment box. Let's say you got this email and you had $15 million. What do you do with it, Joe?
I start a podcast network.
No pressure?
No pressure.
Or is it high pressure because of the money?
Maybe even another one. Maybe I do another the Mike Vecchione network.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's kind of a clunky Italian. You need something like, Presh is great.
Who cares? We got $15 million.
Right.
You know what
I
mean?
You have money to burn.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Let it be clunky.
How many failed podcasts do you think there is? $15
million? I mean...
how many failed?
With me alone?
No, not
world?
Just you alone.
Oh, okay.
I love that vulnerability. That vulnerability is what gets the fans in, Joe.
Forget failed. How many podcasts are there that are that will go on for years that you'll never hear?
Right.
Because there's so much content out there, you know?
So much content out there.
It's so crazy.
It's crazy how podcasting took off, because we over here on the East Coast laughed at all the LA guys for doing podcasts. We're like, you guys will do anything not to write a joke. And it turns out they're multimillionaires now. And we're
podcasts,
woefully behind.
There are podcasts that people make a great living off of that you will never even know existed.
How is that possible?
It's very possible.
Because it's niche. It's the niche markets.
Niche helps. But I don't know. I mean, it's what it is. It's like if there's a fan base that wants to hear a specific thing you're going to do, you can deliver it right to them.
You just got to get the niche, like the vegan celibates, right, Shannon?
I guess so. I do listen to a lot of podcasts.
Yeah, you do listen to a lot of podcasts that target vegan and celibates. The vegan celibates. I mean, the joke didn't hit, so I keep selling it. Let's go to junk email number two. And, you know, say what you want. People have lost touch with each other during the quarantine. But Megabus never stopped emailing me. The Megabus, and people can laugh at it, and I have a whole chunk of it in my special about the Megabus. And they never stopped emailing me. That fat guy with a yellow suit.
Yep.
I look forward to those emails, and I look forward to them checking in on me. Reserved seating is back. Socially distant options. Based on your feedback, we are reintroducing reserved seating on our buses as of June 17th. Socially distant seats where you're able to sit alone next to a blocked seat, along with our classic reserved seating, wherein you can reserve multiple seats to ensure your seat available next to a travel buddy. And that's great that they're leaving seats open at the Megabus now. Usually when you take the Megabus, there's a guy who's clipping his toenails sitting next to you. So this is just a welcome, I mean, I don't know how that got to my junk.
I don't know.
That's fantastic. Megabus has been a friend to me and this podcast for years.
All right.
So,
all right.
Do you ever take the Megabus, Joe? Are you more of a Greyhound? Amtrak guy, probably, upscale.
I'm not against the Megabus.
No.
I'm not against it.
It's fucking fantastic.
It's a great
deal. And I
love
it how they have no frills. They don't even have a station. They just pull up on the street.
Yeah, right on the street.
Who needs a bus station? And bus stations are so dirty nowadays. It's like it's just the sidewalk.
Yeah, standing there in the rain.
Yes.
Going up to a upper deck.
Yeah, because like the Megabus promotes mental toughness.
Yeah.
Sit in the rain a little bit. You're going to be fucking fine.
Yeah, but don't worry. You're going to be riding 25 feet off the ground in a minute here.
That's right.
That's right. I like it.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Okay, that was all the junk email. I only did two. I sent another one in. Russian hotties are really trying to fuck me, Joe.
I know. Well,
they're all about it, and I keep trying to send the email to Shannon, and Shannon's email blocks it or something, probably because they're too hot.
3 weeks in a row, that email will not send to me.
I don't know. I want to find out if these Russian hotties, what they're about, because, you know, they're trying to get with me. Okay, let's move on. That was junk email. This is hot tweets.
All right.
Hot tweets.
Joe, I usually do my own tweets, but I looked at you have some creative stuff on Twitter and a huge following. But and I saw you and I know you and you've been a friend for years. But it made me wonder, it's like, what about the other Joe DeRosas?
Okay.
And I looked them up. And Shannon, let's bring up the other Joe DeRosas and see what they're about. Okay. Have you seen this Joe DeRosa? This is another Joe DeRosa and his...
I've met this guy.
You met this guy?
Yeah, he's a musician, I believe, and we've actually corresponded on the internet.
Okay, well, let's see what he's... Shannon, can you move it up? Because he says something. No, move it down, because I got to see what it's... Never let me slip, because if I slip, then I'm slipping.
Yeah, that's from Nothing But a G Thing.
All right, and that doesn't sound like something you would say, Joe. You never really say that.
I actually would absolutely put that as my bio.
You would?
If it wasn't taken.
Okay, but it's him. It's a picture of him kind of next to the ocean, kind of praising God, kind of letting God
You're not going to find me in nature, so that's...
You're not in nature.
Yeah.
So what are the other differences between this... And this is followed by another Joe DeRosa. Do all the Joe DeRosas follow
me.
Each other?
No, that's me following
him. Yeah, I know, but do all the DeRosas follow each other?
That I can't speak to, but me and this guy do. Me and this guy do.
Right.
Until we meet and one of us disappears.
Until you meet again.
And because two things can't occupy the same space.
That's quantum physics for those of you out there who are confused right now, sitting in your basement folding your own laundry. Let's move up and see what Joe DeRosa has to say. This Joe DeRosa, who we've just learned is a musician. Okay, I don't know what that is. Let's get an actual tweet. Being an adult is thinking that a splurge purchase is a twin pack of pro-namel.
I don't know what pro-namel is.
Something for your teeth, I believe. This guy must be a big... being an adult, and it has one retweet, and I think it barely deserved that. Grunge bands be like, yeah, I can't hear our vocals in this song at all. Release it. I guess this guy's not a grunge musician?
I don't think that's true. I think that's more, I can't understand what I'm saying.
Right.
Really, I think, right?
Right. Is this guy attacking our generation?
I think he's like from our generation.
Is he?
Yeah, I think he's our age. I think he's Gen X. What are you, Gen Y?
I'm Gen X.
Yeah, I'm Gen X too, I believe. That was a good Gen.
It was a great Gen.
New
you
gen
know, we're not
sucks.
Afraid of periods during text messages.
Yeah, I'll tell you that.
Let's go down. Let's get one more tweet from Joe DeRosa, the musician. And you're also a musician, Joe.
See, this sounds like me. Okay, hold on. I'm about to get depressed. It sounds like something I'd say.
Okay, have fun.
Right?
Yeah. Let's see something he actually says and not just a meme.
No, I think he did say that.
I feel terrible because I thought these socks meant Sky Zone. And then there's a picture of blue socks.
What does that mean? Is that an airport joke?
I don't know.
What's Sky Zone? I don't know what Sky Zone is.
Neither do I. I mean, this Joe DeRosa is confusing.
The blue socks.
Trampoline park.
Oh, it's okay. A trampoline park.
Oh, I see. Okay. That's not his fault that we didn't know.
No, I mean, he's got his own. That's what you were saying about being niche. It's like he's got his own fans, probably. And so this Joe DeRosa is very different from our Joe DeRosa. It's same name, different guy. And let's go to another Joe DeRosa, because I looked it up, and there were a lot of other Joe DeRosa.
This one I don't know.
Okay, well, this guy is a proud, fully vaccinated, hashtag fully vaccinated liberal, who doesn't suffer fools, especially trolls. Cool. Classic music helps me cope.
Classic.
Hashtag climate change is real. Hashtag meteorology. Hashtag Seahawks.
This guy's
a Seattle liberal, Joe.
I mean, this guy sounds like a barrel of laughs.
Yes, he does. And he's got glasses.
Followed by
glasses.
Ben Bailey.
Ben Bailey follows everybody.
As am I.
He follows everybody back. Okay, let's go. Just a straight tweet from him, Shannon.
First printed show. In the 40s.
At 1 p.m. Central time, the temperature at my PWS near Bowling Green reached a high of 93 with a heat index of 110. At this hour, it appears that BG will escape with nary a drop of rain before the frontal passage. Okay, is this guy like a poetic weatherman?
I think so. He's
I don't
a
know
weatherman.
What it is. It's like, okay, we understand we need to take care of the
He's
earth.
A musterman, weatherman with a lust for language.
Frequent lightning storm northeast of Bowling Green.
I want to see what the top tweet said with the cartoon where he said totally relevant today.
Okay, there's a cartoon of all this. First printed in the 40s, totally relevant today.
Remember, boys and girls, your school, like our country, is made up of Americans in many different races, religions, and national origins. All right, yeah.
So if you hear anybody talk against a schoolmate or anyone else because of his religion, race, or national origin, don't wait. Tell him that kind of talk is un-American.
Yeah.
Help keep your school all American.
All right.
Okay.
It's a positive message.
I don't think anybody's going to disagree with that.
No.
Okay. And we're doomed. If you use your husband's old drawers to make a tank top, you might be a redneck.
I don't understand that.
I don't understand that either.
I guess if you open it, it's... Ew.
Okay.
Oh, that's gross.
Okay, it was some bigger...
It's underwear.
Yeah, it was some white trashy whites, I think.
All right, that's pretty gross. Thinking this might look nice on a bright yellow shirt? Chan4N2O on Trump?
Yeah, this guy is out of our league. I don't know what... Half of it, I don't know what... I get he's a liberal. He's a super liberal guy, and I don't understand some of it. So,
I didn't get it. What was
are
that?
You happy to be your own?
Oh Jesus!
What's that?
I hit an emergency call on my phone. Did you hear that?
No. Yeah, I heard it.
I don't even know how I did that.
I don't know. Are the cops gonna come?
Nah, probably
maybe
not.
Maybe an EMS.
No, I don't know what the fuck that was though. I don't know what I did.
Could be an Amber Alert.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Okay, all right. Well, I've never heard somebody so
they did
casual.
Put me in charge of signaling the Amber Alerts.
Okay, let's go to our Joe DeRosa and see how the tweet is different from our Joe DeRosa.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Finally, I like big butts, but I'm also quite prone to lying. Comedian, writer, director, actor, proprietor of Joey Rose's at Joey Rose's Hard 8 Sandwich Shop.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I hope to get canceled because of all the work it will get me out of.
Yeah.
All right. And then it's got some of Joe's dates.
Get it?
Yes, I do. And that makes sense to me. It makes sense
to
me.
Do you get the big butt thing?
Yes. Because I like big butts and I cannot lie.
There you go.
And I like big butts, but I'm prone to lying. It's a misdirect. I got it.
Thank you.
Unlike the other Joe DeRosa, which I didn't understand what the fuck the guy was talking about. FYI, I once saw him complain to a restaurant server that his soup was cold and he sent it back. That server was not a white male. That's all I'm going to say.
That's just kind of a play on when everybody piles on somebody on Twitter.
Right.
You start seeing tweets like that where they don't even say the person's name anymore.
All right. Well, this Joe DeRosa I can get on board with. Can you play the clip, Shannon? Can we play that clip, Joe?
Sure.
Okay. Well, this is a clip of Joe and Sal on their podcast about food. Let's watch.
Lump crab meat. That's like eating delicious big league chew. You put that into your mouth, dude, and it's so good. It's so good.
What kind of parallel is that? You're not doing yourself a favor there.
Let's just break down the names of these things. Crab cake. two amazing words right next to each other.
Crab isn't the best word.
You hear those words, you think of two great things. You think of crab meat and you think of cake. And boy, oh boy, does the crab cake deliver on both fronts.
Crab cake has the personality of a wet noodle. There's no such thing as an entree crab cake.
Yes, there is.
It's two appetizers.
I had it on Mother's Day with my mommy.
Well, don't get me started on tartar sauce. Tartar sauce is disgusting. I hate it.
The only time I'll ever have it, I love it a little bit. Maybe you're right, but you're missing my point.
You're throwing up smoke screens today.
You can't get a butter post in most places.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Are you insane?
Lump crab.
Okay. Well, Joe, it got heated, and I have to ask you.
That was
a
montage clip, in case the people listening didn't see the visual. That was a clip, you know.
As a montage.
Cuts. Yeah.
Okay. And versus an homage, which is a tribute to somebody.
Yeah, it wasn't,
It wasn't a tribute to crab cakes. It was a montage. There was a lot of different clips in there. I have to ask this for the fans, because there's a lot of fans of Impractical Jokers here. Was there somebody in your ear telling you what to say, like on that show?
Yes, but not through any sort of technology or production thing. That's just kind of what's going on with me all the time.
Okay, can we do one?
Sure.
Okay, we'll do Hot Pockets versus cheese fries. Okay, I'm gonna do Hot Pockets. Shannon in post. Hot Pockets versus cheese fries.
Hot Pockets versus cheese fries.
I think Hot Pockets are better, Joe, because it's like I like having a food where there's a mystery. I don't know what's inside of it. So it's like warmed up. I do know what's inside.
Yeah.
Somebody hands me a Hot Pocket.
Nobody's handing you a Hot Pocket.
Yes, they are.
You bought a box of Hot Pockets.
I bought a box of Hot Pockets.
Nobody's giving Hot Pockets away. They're a shameful, shameful food that nobody wants to admit to having bought. You know what's in your Hot Pockets because you bought them yourself, and you're hiding under a blanket to eat them because you don't want anyone to see.
So you're saying cheese fries are better?
Yes.
But what about all the cholesterol with cheese fries? Hot Pockets are relatively healthy. And if you don't like a Hot Pocket, there's also its cousin, which is a Lean Pocket. Are you against Lean Pockets?
The only thing that I could think
cheese fries are so gross.
The only thing I could think that could taste worse in a Hot Pocket is a Lean Pocket. I mean, that's taking away even the one quality of a Hot Pocket, which is the fat content.
Right, but what about the fitness of having a Lean Pocket? You can eat it and you can still feel good about yourself.
You're not feeling good about yourself.
No
matter what. You ate something called a pocket. You're not feeling good about yourself.
Okay, was that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how you do it.
That was fun. That was really a good time. Maybe we could do another one before we get out of here, you know?
Mike, I got news for you. I got to go.
Okay, well.
Another one before we get out of here. How many segments do you do on this show?
I do a lot of segments. Shannon, let's go to the news stories.
Oh, my God.
The news.
Joe, I'm sorry I'm keeping you against your will. You know, you agreed to do this podcast, and I'm in. I didn't book anything else today because I was so excited to have you on.
Oh, well, that's nice.
News stories.
Do you want to start from the top, or do you want to pick one in particular?
Let's go. Andrew Cuomo expected to announce full New York reopening.
Yeah.
Okay, this is 44 seconds, Shannon. I think he could just. I think if the news story is just a synopsis of it, let's listen to it, and then we can comment on it. It's probably not going to be as exciting as the Hot Pocket versus the cheese fries thing.
Yeah.
But let's get. This is what's going on, and people rely on us for the news, Joe.
Yeah.
What do you do when you get knocked down? Do you stay down?
No, we don't.
Do you feel sorry for yourself?
Fuck no.
Do you wallow?
Nope.
Are you overcome by the obstacles?
Nope.
Or do you pull yourself up and say, I'm going to learn and I'm going to be better and reach out your arms to your brothers and sisters and lift one another up to a height that you've never reached before? That's what we do in New York. Remember June 15th. Remember today. Because it is the day that New York rose again.
Cuomo said it, Joe, and I want you to comment on it.
Uh-huh.
Championship level. We've come back from it. We were locked down. Everybody counted us out, but now we're fucking back, and we're not wearing masks. We're raw dogging it around the city, spitting in each other's mouths, taking dumps on the street, smoking pot. I love it.
Yeah.
Are you fucking excited that we're back and we're so resilient, I think is the word.
I'm bad. We rose today.
Yes. Did you get fucking hard when he was talking? Because
was
I started getting
speech.
Emotional.
It was a good speech. It was a good Rocky
speech.
But does that mean that everywhere you go now, people, do private businesses still have the right to inflict the mask?
They do
mask
have
thing?
The right to, they can say mask on or get out of my store. They have the right to do that.
Okay.
I'm not a big fan of that and them yelling at me. You know, okay. They could do it nicely.
So then, all right. So that's, I guess it's lifted, but
yeah,
it's not
it's
really.
Lifted.
I mean, it's lifted, but it's not, I don't know.
Is it lingering? It's lifted, but it's still lingering?
I mean, it's lifted, but if every business is going to say you got to wear a mask when you, well, I guess most businesses won't.
Most businesses want customers.
Yes. Yeah,
what about you, Joey Roses? I walk in there and I order a salami.
You don't even have to wear pants.
No?
No, I don't care what you do.
Okay.
I don't care what you do.
Let's do one more, Shannon.
Yes.
This has been a story that I've been following.
And then let's go to the phones.
We usually go. Joe, you don't fucking fuck around, Joe. Sometimes we go to traffic on the ones here. We'll go right to traffic on the ones and see what's going on the Belt Parkway.
All right.
Dermot Shea slams abhorrent behavior at Washington Square Park. You should be interested in this for spots. Because we all do, we do spots downtown, and this park we all walk through, Washington Square Park. I guess he's a councilman or something, but police commissioner. Oh, he's the police commissioner. Dermot Shea denounced the mayhem and violence overrunning Washington Square Park as abhorrent on Tuesday, just one day after Mayor Bill de Blasio said the unwanted behavior would resolve itself naturally. There's been a lot happening in the Washington Square Park. Have you been following it, Joe?
No.
Okay, so they had a curfew on the park because some behavior got out of hand.
Okay.
And then neighbors, the residents, have been complaining.
And the
Washington Square
said,
Park, for those of you not aware of New York, is a big park in the middle. It's down in the village. It's a world-famous park, and it used to be, I think, open all night, but then they put a curfew on because things started to get out of hand. The residents started complaining.
And then de Blasio said this will resolve itself naturally?
De Blasio said it will resolve itself.
That's an insane thing for the mayor to say.
Insane thing for the mayor to say. I agree.
Yeah.
But I believe that people should have freedom, but they got to conduct themselves. A guy got thrown through a plate glass window at the Washington Square Diner a couple of days ago.
For what?
This guy who I guess had mental problems was in there harassing the patrons, and the cook came out behind, and he was trying to escort him out, and he got thrown through a plate glass window, and then the guy ran.
The cook got thrown.
The cook got thrown through the plate glass window. The assailant ran, and some of the workers at the diner chased him down and held him down for the cops. This is all adjacent to Washington Square Park.
Wow.
So, I mean, a lot of stuff is kicking off down there.
All right.
Yeah, I know, but it's like, the residents, the guy who is one of the guys leading all of the stuff down there, all of the festivities, if you will, and when he was asked, he was questioned about it, he was like, if you don't like it, move. He was telling the residents, if you don't like it, move.
Who said this?
The guy, one of the organizers down there of some of the events that are taking
place. What are the events?
It's the events. If you could, they had boxing down there. They had people boxing each other in the park.
Like entertainment events.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just like, it's like street fair type events. You know what I mean? It's organized, but not really organized.
And
you know,
de Blasio,
things get kicked off.
Oh, God. De Blasio really is just, I don't even know. I don't even know what to say about this guy. He's hated by everybody.
Whose side are you taking, though, Joe? Are you taking the keep the park open and let people do what they want? Or are you on the side of the residents, which is like, keep it down, I have to get my sleep? Which side are you on? I know it's not Hot Pockets and Cheese Fries, but like, pick a side and stick with it, Joe.
I think I'd take the side of the cook in this scenario.
Right. No. I'm talking about, that was an ancillary incident that happened. So you're for, look, either behave yourself in the park.
No, residents, it's shitty. It's like, come on, the residents, residents need to sleep, and it's not right. There are noise laws and things like that, but you know, this is the problem, is the city is torn in half right now.
Right.
Because, I mean, look, you got a guy like de Blasio who the cops hate. So if he tries to go calling the cops now, they're probably going to tell him to fuck off.
Right.
So
wouldn't they appreciate the support in this scenario?
I would think so, but I mean, I don't know.
Because the cops are getting pushback from the artists type, and you and I are both artists.
I think de Blasio kind of made his bed publicly with them.
Right.
And I think now the problem he has is if he tries to take their side, he's everybody, de Blasio's problem is everybody hates de Blasio, left and right. Doesn't matter. Everybody hates him.
Because he's not doing enough for either side.
He doesn't do anything for anybody. He rolls over. It's, you know, nobody likes him.
Right.
So the problem is no matter what he's damned if he does, he's damned if he doesn't. So it doesn't matter.
Well,
so he's just
do the right thing down the right, and regardless of, not irregardless, that's not a word. Regardless of popular support, just do the right thing. It's like, look, you either behave yourselves in the park or you're going to be arrested. Or we're going to close the park. It's like, you got to either behave yourself in the park. That's one side. The other side is, look, I enjoy people having a sword fight in a park. It's my God-given right to have a knife fight in a park. And if I want to throw firecrackers at people while taking a leak or taking a dump in a trash can publicly, I'll do it. It's my God-given right. It's one of the things in the Constitution.
Isn't
that an amendment, Shannon?
Yeah. Look at this. This looks
is a picture
wild.
From post
okay.
On
now
June
that guy
11th.
Seems to be having a lot of fun. He's screaming. He's like, yeah. It's my birthday, right? It's like having a good time. And it's his birthday month, probably. And the cops are trying to drag him down. And the residents are like, oh, I got to be up early because of my job in the financial markets. And it's just like bullshit. People are trying to have a good time. That's one side of it. The other side of it is like, hey, don't take a dump in public because I'm trying to walk my kid to school.
I mean,
I see both sides.
I'm all for having a great time and staying up till all hours and whatever. Just don't be an asshole. Don't be loud. Don't be obnoxious. Like, why do you know? Like, I don't know. That's my take on it. But what can you do, buddy?
I don't know. But people are going to have to make a decision.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, it's not up to us, Mike.
Yeah, it is. But we're going to have to walk through the park. So it's either we can walk through the park and have a great time, or we walk through the park and the park's going to be it's going to go one way or another.
I'm not too worried about it.
No?
No.
Because
I don't.
You don't live down there, Joe. You're.
I don't often walk through the park.
It's no walk in the park. We found it. It took us time to find it, Shannon. What's our time? Because Joe has other things he's got to get to.
Well, I'm making pork tacos tonight. It's diversity night in DeRosa's apartment tonight.
Diversity for who? Not the Jews.
For me.
You're not having a Jewish friend over because I was in Israel and they do not eat pork, my friend.
I know, but I'm doing Hispanic flavors tonight. I have a different cuisine every night of the week, and it's a big deal.
Is it your ode to Central America?
You know, don't forget we started 30 minutes late.
We started 10 minutes late, I thought, Shannon. And Shannon did a lot
all right,
of maneuvering.
10 minutes late. Look, we're an hour and 10.
We
did it.
We did a great job. Shannon, Joe, can we do one more food battle?
Sure.
Okay, let's do some pastas now because we both, you're Italian, I'm Italian. And let's do ravioli versus gnocchi.
Okay.
I'm going to take ravioli.
Okay.
Ravioli versus gnocchi.
Okay, Joe, I enjoy ravioli because it's like meat and cheese, and those are your options. Gnocchi, I never had
gnocchi
growing
can
up.
Have meat. Gnocchi can be stuffed can with all have... kinds of things, yeah.
I think it was a...
Gnocchi's better because it's smaller, and it's a burst of that flavor in one small bite, whereas ravioli can be a little intimidating, and if you get off on the wrong foot with it, there's too much, they're too big. If they're not made properly, they get watery. Gnocchis never get watery. Gnocchi also is quite the cuisine in a lot of places. Like, they'll have a real stylized gnocchi. You know, maybe a lobster ravioli, you run into it here and there, but that's it.
I think a gnocchi is a northern Italian, which is a very oppressive to the southern Italians, and ravioli is more of a southern Italian dish. And I think that we're fighting for the oppressed of the southern Italians with the meats and the cheeses. And I like a pouch. I like a pouch and a pocket. And gnocchi is like, it looks disfigured. And I like how you tried to compare it to candy. It's a burst of flavor. It's a burst of flavor. It's like, Joe, can it with that. Okay? It's bullshit. And
well, that's how you know
ravioli
gnocchi's...
really sink your teeth into. And I like, you know what I used to do?
Gnocchi's got a chew to it. Speaking of can,
and it's made wrong.
Speaking of can, it you never seen canned gnocchi.
No,
you
never.
Too classy for that. You see canned ravioli.
Yeah, because Chef Boyardee won't even touch it. That's how fucking toxic it is.
You sound like de Blasio right now.
Well, that was it, Joe. That was a lot of fun. I can get on board with that, and I hope that someday I will be extended an invitation to the No Pressure Network where I can,
Mike,
I'll have my arguments a little bit
better. We'd love to have you come in and break bread with us.
Well, thank you. Breaking bread. I love that. That's a... That's great. Well, Joe, this has been a lot of fun.
I had a great time.
Thank you for coming in. For Joe DeRosa, try his sandwiches at Joey Rose's at the Stand Restaurant. And for Shannon, happy birthday, Shannon.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, guys.
And I'm Mike Vecchione. We will see you next week. Hey, everyone. Before we go, if you enjoy this podcast, you might enjoy some of the other podcasts available at GasDigitalNetwork.com. This week, we are highlighting No Need for Apologies podcast with comedians Derek Gaines and Dave Temple. You can find the full catalog of episodes on demand at GasDigitalNetwork.com or catch the latest 15 episodes anywhere you find podcasts. Here's a clip.
Going on, young Dylan McGree, they were talking about fast food breakfast and how it was good. I got to thinking, is it me or is hood pussy just as good as fast food breakfast?
Hood pussy, that doesn't fast food breakfast.
Like, well, go ahead, you got to elaborate a little bit.
Like, you remember them donuts they used to serve in grade school that came in the hot plastic bag and the bag was steaming? And you,
Yeah.
That's what I think hood pussy is. But you can't have it all the time because it's not good. It's not good
it's
dietary.
It's not good for you. Huh? We start a restaurant called Hood Pussy.
How should it come in? Do, 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 do.
Hood Pussy.
Do, 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 do.
Hood Pussy.
The restaurant. And it's a plate of food steaming like sizzlers. It's got to like, gotta be a little S. It's steaming.
All day long right now, man. Because I could just go in on hood bitches right now.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Just the teal green sweatpants, no pockets. Do, 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 do.
I love them.
Hood Pussy. You know that that little jean jacket that we don't really know where it came from?
Yeah.
They'll treat you right until they decide they don't want your hair no more. Could you imagine the restaurant where they just kick you out? I'm tired of y'all.
But bet it's only 5 p.m.
So the fuck what? I ain't for this shit today.
Ranked 98th in customer service. Ranked 98th in customer service because she didn't feel like it because it was too hot outside for that shit.